Firstly, an apology. You can probably hear a peculiar sound in the background. That peculiar sound is a fan. I'm recording this on what has been so far the hottest day of the year, and it's either not bother to record it or try and stay cool while I do. So here goes. This is GOB 53. Do bears sit in the woods? If, like me, you grew up in the 1950s England, you'll probably have a love-hate relationship with the French. The French have been our allies for generations, yet many of our former enemies stand in higher esteem. Perhaps it's like sibling rivalry, simply a matter of proximity. Supposed to love our neighbours, we find it easy to fall out with them. The enmity does not preclude our love of French wine or cheese, nor stop us raving about French cuisine, and we admire their prowess in matters of the heart. We may get annoyed in a French traffic jam caused by noisy work-shy protesters, but we envy the wages and pensions that such protests win. Despite all our misgivings, we are more likely to holiday in France than anywhere else in the world. Even the worst of Francophobes will concede that La Belle France is indeed a very beautiful country. Enjoying the freedom of their half-empty toll roads, we head south in our millions for the fine weather, or head inland to the quaint villages, chateaus, lush oak woodlands and majestic mountains. If we get really lucky, we might spend a weekend in Paris with a lover. It seems that, after all, we find a great deal to admire once we get past the granite. It seems, after all, that we find a great deal to admire once we can get past the Gallic shrug, a few sneers, and their chauvinistic disdain of the English language. So much, in fact, that France is our first choice for an overseas second home. But wait a minute, don't they shoot everything that moves and delight in feasting on larks' tongues and buntings? Well, no doubt some still do, but nowhere near as many as once did. Moreover, there are far more wild places than there ever were. Moreover, there are far more wild places than over here, because France is twice the size of the UK, with a roughly similar sized population, so they have twice the space that we do. While we've been paving over the southeast, turning our fields into chemically farmed wildlife no-go zones and cladding the hills with lodgepole pine, the French are becoming increasingly ecologically aware. Conservation is not just a subject for conversation. It is ever more real with large national parks and wildlife reserves now well established. The European Common Agricultural Policy was actually invented by the French to ensure that their small dairy farms and family vineyards would survive to fuel our cheese and wine desires. By contrast, in the UK, it's been an excuse to rip out hedges, fill in ponds, and cynically set aside fields in the short term, rather than let some areas permanently revert to the wild. What could have been used to help wildlife and preserve the environment has put fuel into some large landowners' Range Rovers and lined the pockets of city investors with land banks. These same large landowners have prevented the modest reintroduction proposed in Scotland. Some forestry owners rant about the destructiveness of beavers. Rich city folk fuel the unbounded fear of wolves despite all the evidence. A landowner with a couple of elk is castigated by the very same people that encourage the overpopulation of red deer, an imbalance that only serves the stalkers' guns. But almost unheralded, the chauvinistic, self-preserving, songbird-eating, wild critter-shooting French have brought back the lynx, wild boar, wolves and bears to the Alps and Pyrenees, and reintroduced the marmot, beaver and otter. They've been even expanding their eagle and vulture populations. Meanwhile, some of us humour-loving and courageous British, we denizens of a proud land unconquered for 1,000 years, famous for our love of animals and our million RSPB members. Meanwhile, some of us humour-loving and courageous British, we denizens of a proud land unconquered for 1,000 years, are famous for our love of animals and our million RSPB members. Yet some noble Englishman will stomp on hen harrier nests. Some notoriously inventive Scotsmen use their ingenuity to hide their poisoning of eagles and kites while some Welshmen will steal peregrine eggs. Damn it, we can't even leave our foxes and badgers alone. Vive la France! Vive la France!